tell you how proud I was of you and what a good job you did and how much you meant to us all.
I want to congratulate Mr. President. I was just watching on television a few minutes ago. It was marvelous.
Well, I was talking about all those folks at every precinct. I was talking about you.
Well, gosh, I'm telling you, it's just a great, great night, and it's marvelous, and the American people have placed their confidence in you like it's never been placed in a man in history, and I think it's just tremendous.
What happened to us on the Senate? We about break even?
Yeah, it looks like we'll break even or possibly be one up. I have still two up, including Salinger. I don't know what happened to him. My God, he just didn't go with the trend. In my last report to you, I indicated that he was running damn close. They still haven't quit totally on him out there, but it doesn't look very good at the moment. But other than that, there aren't any real surprises. But I think, you know, it all worked out awfully well. Some of those fellows can thank you for the rest of their lives. There were some of them that couldn't have made
it. Picked up about 20 in the house, didn't it?
Yeah, it's around there. I've been trying to piece it together. It's pretty darn hard to because, frankly, I haven't been able to latch on to a few of these. We've had some. As far as I can determine, it's running just about the form we outlined it. We're going to be hitting around 20 in there. By the time we're through, we might do slightly better. We've had three or four close ones that we weren't counting as ours, and I thought we might win them early in the evening. But
I think I got rid of both Republicans and Texas.
Yeah, both of them are gone. You've cleared the house out down there.
They are sons of bitches, too.
Boy, you...
Tell Henry Wilson he did all right in North Carolina. I'm mighty proud of him. Tell Mike I'm mighty proud of him and Wyoming and... Tell them all, and then you go get you some rest, Larry, and let's get down, and you tell me what you think we ought to do.
All right, Mr. President.
How you like that New York vote? 4,077,000 to 1,000,009. Huh?
Well, the old saying that they'll weigh them instead of count them, that applied there.
We carried it over 2 million, and the record was 1 million.
Oh, God, listen, remember we were talking about a million and a half a month or so ago, and both of us were smiling, if you remember.
But now, look at this goddamn Scott beat her 65,000. We ought to beat him.
Yeah.
And I guess Williams was elected.
Yeah, apparently around 8 or 10. But that was worth the shot you made there, and, you know, all in all, I think things worked out awfully well. We had a couple of disappointments, but not many, and a couple of pleasant surprises, so it evened out pretty well. It was just great. It was just great. And when you said it's a mandate, it's a mandate. There's no question about it.
Was my statement all right?
Oh, it was great. And honest, tears in my eyes here watching you and the family. It was wonderful. Must have been great to be home there.
Hope you'll tell your wife how much I appreciate the sacrifice she's made letting you stay down there every night and call and raise hell and travel all the time.
She's sitting right here with me.
Well, let me talk to her.
Hold on, Mr. President.
Elba?
Congratulations, Mr. President.
Honey, I'm so proud of you, and I'm so thankful I had Larry.
Well, thank you. That's very kind of you. We're very proud of you tonight.
Well, I'm a kind person, and I love my friends, and I'm loyal to them. And you all have sure been loyal to me, and you've been awfully helpful. And it's late to call you, and I shouldn't have, but I thought I ought to tell you.
Oh, golly, that's just so sweet. And it's not late. Who can go to bed?
Good night, darling.
Good night. Thank you. Here's Larry.
Thank you, Mr. President.